Hi.
Hi, Lauren Nordstrom.
Hi, Lauren.
Good to meet you.
My name's Eric Coppolino. Here's
yes.
my card.
There we go.
I live in Kingston on Wall Street.
Yes, I am familiar with you. I do have your email as well. Do you have specific questions I can get to Jen and to our comms team? Because we are in the middle of dealing with a press conference we're preparing for next week.
When is that press conference?
You'll get the media advisory along with everyone else.
So you got me on your list for that, right?
I believe so, if you've been in touch with our comms team. So
I've only emailed and gotten no response.
You emailed the exec box, but you didn't have a specific question in your exec
box.
You did say that you'd be calling soon. So I'm going to ask you, what are the specific questions you'd like me to bring up to comms, and then I can work on...
I would like to have a casual conversation with Jen about what happened on Thursday night.
So that's generally not something that we're going to do. So I can take down specific questions, and I can bring them up. If you have a specific area of that, I can bring that as a request, but I can tell you that
why
I
did the county show up with a SWAT team and beat the snot out of 132 students?
So I'm going to dispute
question.
So
my question is basically...
I'm going to tell you that the county did not disperse our SWAT team for one and for
CERT.
CERT. Excuse me?
Sheriff's Emergency Response Team.
Okay, you said SWAT, so okay. I'm telling you that our SWAT team did not respond.
CERT.
Batons were not used, et cetera.
Batons were used.
I'm going to say this again. The batons were not used to hurt and hit anybody. They were used to guide crowd. But I'm also not going to get into the nitty-gritty of this because I'm down here to take down a specific question so
okay.
I can address questions regarding SWAT. Some of these should go to the sheriff's and not the county executive's office.
I get it, but I'm looking for any reasonable accountability for what happened when I reached out to 10 agencies and none of them called back.
Okay. So the county executive doesn't have purview over most of the agencies in which responded that day, so that's also something to factor in here.
But she spoke in the Freeman.
She did speak in the Freeman.
And that's why I... That's
if you
why
have
I'm...
a specific question you'd like her to clarify beyond her statement, I'm willing to take that up to there. But you did not have a specific question. We don't do free-form conversations, especially not right now. We're in the midst of dealing with a whole bunch of things that we're planning for and addressing. So do you have a specific
Who
question?
Who is responsible for this?
Responsible for what is this?
The enforcement action at SUNY New Paltz on Thursday, who is going to take accountability?
So I'm
going to
refer
this?
Your questions to SUNY because
I'm in touch with SUNY.
Then you are speaking to the right people in terms of getting your question answered. What happened on Thursday happened on SUNY property, not county property, was called to by administrators of SUNY administration. The state troopers responded. The county sheriff responded because they have a duty to respond. However, the county executive and county government has no purview over any of the things that I just mentioned. In terms of the charges being brought against the students, the county executive has no purview over those charges being dismissed. That is a separately elected official in the district attorney's office. So I'm going to ask you again, do you have a specific question for the county executive in which to address the issue on Thursday?
How much did the county spend?
That is a question I can happily answer to, but again, it's going to go to the sheriff because the sheriff's office is the one that responded. So I can happily get you that.
So what are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
What do you field questions about?
What do I field questions
field,
about?
Field, yeah. What questions are... Since
do you
every
have questions?
I keep
I
asking
feel like
them.
I answered the questions. You'd like to know who's holding them accountable. It's a SUNY situation. State troopers isn't us. I'm willing to get you answers regarding the sheriff because we can converse with the sheriff because it is a county agency, again, under the purview of a separate elected. So that's what I can get you answers
right.
on. Do you have questions outside of how much county resources were used?
Yeah, I'd like to see a copy of the response plan for an incident like that.
That is, again, also a SUNY question because it's a SUNY response
oh,
plan.
No, I mean, for example, was the threshold met to bring in CERT?
Again, SUNY question.
No, because SUNY doesn't dictate. CERT has to say,
are you referring
no.
to the sheriff's department?
Yes.
So this is a question for the sheriff's department.
So I should say to the sheriff's department that I was referred by the executive's office to ask them these questions.
If you have a question for a separately elected office, you are more than welcome, and I will let our deputy know, and they can outreach them and to give them the heads up if that's
so
what
I think
like
that given the situation, you seem a little defensive.
I more or less am responding to the tone of your questions when somebody mentions the questions in the way that you did. I'm also trying to get business handled so I can get back to the business upstairs. You're not seeming to accept the answers to my questions and you're continuing to press, which is why now you're getting the tone in which you were getting, Eric. So I'm going to ask you again, since we seem to be hinging on the fact of who's in charge of the county executive or the sheriff, most of the questions that you have are regarding the sheriff's office. So I'm going to ask you, yes, to speak at the sheriff's office. We'll let them know you'll be calling. They're not obligated to respond.
One last. Will
sure.
there be an investigation by the county into what happened?
By who?
The county executive runs the county, as far as I understand.
Correct. It's a strong executive system. Office, but again, what would they specifically be investigating? Would they be investigating actions on SUNY property, or are you asking them to investigate the sheriff's office?
The appropriateness of the actions taken by county law enforcement.
Okay, so specific to the sheriff's office, you'd like to know if there'll be any investigation. That's a question I can answer. We will not offer any questions regarding state troopers or SUNY because it is not our purview, which is what I'm trying to get to.
I understand. I'm asking about state police.
But you did before in terms of the actions on SUNY property. The majority of that situation is not in county hands, and it would be very helpful if folks such as yourself would accept that when they ask the questions.
Figaro was in charge.
No, he was still reporting, and there's still state troopers who were involved, and the administration is the one that made the phone calls. I'm not going to.
He was not the on-scene commander.
I am not going to go into further details that I don't have the answers to.
Okay, my understanding is that Juan Figueroa was the on-scene commander.
I don't have all of the answers to this, which is why I'm down here to take questions and bring them back up. And if he was the on-site commander, that reinforces my answer to you, which is speak with the sheriff's office. Okay.
Right. Will you please respond to one of my emails so I'm in your email thread? I haven't seen an email back.
I've only gotten one email to the county exec box that I'm aware of. I will make sure that there is a response to that office, and we'll connect you to the correct person, the sheriff's office.
Beautiful.
And it will be up to them to respond.
I send my coverage ongoing.
I did see that. So I will make sure that the sheriff's office receives your response. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric. You have
Bye
a
for
day.
Now.
Thank you both.
Thank you both.